So yesterday, the highlight of our day after a crappy Sunday recapping the Cowboys and the Giants and the Eagles winning, the highlight of the day was going to come after the show.
Naturally.
I'm going to take you back to last week when we discussed this article from David Moore from the Dallas News. Rob Ryan leaves the team's Valley Ranch facility around midnight or 1 a.m., but he doesn't go straight to his home in Southlake. He stops by Whataburger or Burger King to pick up the biggest burgers they have, two of them. Sometimes he'll skip the burger and go for a pizza.
That.
Rob, stop it. Rob's van littered with pizza boxes the day he arrives at Valley Ranch after his drive from Cleveland in the offseason. Quote, I can eat an entire pizza easy. Not an eating contest. I can just do it. I can eat anything except that white one. Not a fan of the pizza Bianca, apparently. But he also loves candy. On the way to work one Monday morning, he finds an extra $70 in his pocket. He pulls over and decides to spend it all on candy, chocolate, peanut butter, and Skittles. So last week,
What's the dentist have to say about that? All the Skittles? It's got to be bad for you.
He just dodged the dentist like I try to do. So last week, our boss Tim Collins gets a call.
Yeah, it was on Thursday of last week. I was in for rage that day.
And the call was from Rob Ryan's wife, Kristen. She says, you know, I want to come speak to those guys. I want to come talk to them. I want to drop by one day next week.
Bring them some, I want to bring them some gifts.
Yes.
This was on Thursday. And she's like, are you going to be here on Monday? I'm like, yeah, we're going to be here on Monday, Tim. We're working the day after Cowboys Seahawks. We'll be here.
Shot fired. Timmy. So yesterday after the show, Rob Ryan's lovely wife, Kristen, rolls into the building with her son with two humongous baskets. One completely filled with Whataburger. The other,
Reese's peanut butter cups.
I can't even describe it.
And these little gold things, like they look like bells.
Little gold things. They're called Rolos.
No, I don't know.
Mr. Un-American.
I'm sorry. I mean, excuse me. If it's not Twix or a Kit Kat, I don't know.
Reese's Pieces.
The M&M looking things, I'll eat those.
The M&M looking things.
Yeah, I'll eat those.
God, you hate America. Taliban choppy.
Skittles. Nonstop. How much candy? Was that $70 worth of candy?
There's a lot of goodies. Which coincidentally, bags of Skittles after a loss to the Seahawks and Marshawn Lynch. You know what I was surprised by? She didn't bring any cookies because she had milk.
What? Dude.
Hey, that's a compliment, Rob.
She is,
way to go.
Dude, Rob Ryan
put together
has done a really nice job. And we are idiots for not getting a picture. You know how stupid we are?
Oh,
we are idiotic. We are so mesmerized.
Dude, she brought at least $100 worth of Whataburger.
Oh, at least.
At least. And I broke Slim for Life just to have it.
Like, we are really stupid for not getting a picture. Rob Ryan, phenomenal, fantastic job. And in all seriousness, she was awesome. Now,
yeah, really cool.
She was also very sharp.
Oh, she knew.
Because I tried to lure her into the studio.
Well,
to get some dirt.
Hey, Mrs. Ryan, come into this dark room with me, please.
Are you trying to seduce me, Mrs. Ryan?
So I'm like, hey.
I see where you went there. I like it.
Hey, will you come sit down? You know, like, no, absolutely not. She was not having it. I wanted to find out why Rob cut his hair.
Exactly. The Samson effect.
Wanted to find out what Rob was like coming home from a loss like that against him. And I really wanted to find out why the hell he didn't blitz Russell Wilson. So on Twitter, everyone was like, hey, oh, now you guys are going to butter up to Rob. Now you're going to kiss his rear end. No, she got it. She understood. And she still came by playing nice because we talked about that Dallas News article last week. Well, but the hair.
Well, he's always done it for Locks for Love, which is a charity that makes wigs out of human hair. But it has to be a certain length. So they went to cut the hair, and they cut it, but it was too short. After they cut it, they realized, whoever did the hair job, that they cut it too short. So now Rob's got this Dorothy Hamill-looking haircut, circa 88.
It looks good.
It's horrible. It's like he's going back to the Lillehammer games. And now he's got to grow his hair out. Look, 10 inches of hair? I mean, that's going to take...
At least
a year, right?
Are you allowed to go at people's haircuts?
Me?
Yeah. As a self rule, I'm just wondering, in choppy law.
I'm not allowed to go at their hairline. That's choppy rule. I don't make fun of things you can't control. Your haircut, that's under your command.